Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's just like a spy. You ever seen a spy? He plays two sides. You know, one side he goes over here and telling these people, I'm going to do all this for you. Then he goes over here, yeah, they're over there doing that. You know, you don't know if now you're tricking them. They don't know where the side they're on. You know what? And then you find out both sides hate you. So then many times they kill the spy. Because, you know, hey, you done got information. We don't know what you're taking them. So that they're right in the middle, straight in the middle. Let me give you a good illustration of this. Kelly, pay attention to this one. I remember when we got married, me and my wife got married, the first year of our marriage, I was trying to please my wife and my mom at the same time. Oh, look, Twain, calm down. It'll be a good one. It was on Christmas Day. I said, I wanted to go see my mom on Christmas. She'll be happy. But my wife wanted me to stay with her on Christmas. But I'm, you know, being a knucklehead, trying to please two people, I got up early and drove all the way to Virginia and spent time with my mama. I was there for about, I say, 6 hours. Then I felt so bad, I knew I shouldn't have been there. I say, Mom, I got to go. She was mad at me. So I'm traveling back. I say, Lord, I'm trying to please two people. I was straddling the fence. If I simply would have did what God said in Genesis chapter 2, 24, he says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. See, please God. If I would have pleased God, I would have been pleasing my wife, and I wouldn't have been straddling the fence. Because when, yeah, exactly. I had everybody mad at me because what a terrible Christmas that was. I tell you, trying to please everyone, you can't do it. You know, I think I heard Veronica say, please God, and everything else will happen. She said that one Sunday, and I remembered that. Always please God, and don't worry about anything else. God will work it out. But he said they were lukewarm. In other words, they sought happiness in things and security and wealth. It's just like America. We, you know, they're always seeking to gain some possession with money that they don't have. Some people just, you know, they got to go shop to get a fix. They're not happy unless they're obtaining things. Anybody like that in here? Don't raise your hand. You know, they got to go shop. Don't have a dime in the bank, but they got to go shop. Trying to get happiness in the store. It ain't going to happen. Just like Lysidonia, you know, they had all this stuff there. And they just wanted to get more and more. But didn't have the money to support it. But here's what God said they were. I really like. He said, all right, you said you were rich. You said you were increasing good. And you have need of nothing. But let me show you something. Like Fire Marshal Barr. Let me show you something. You know, he's going to show you something. Listen to this. This is what he said. He says in verse 17, he says, thou art wretched. What that means is that they were callous. Anybody know what a callous is? That's something that's on your hand that, you know, it just builds up over time after you continue to do some hard labor there. In other words, he said they were wretched. They were callous. They were hardened. In other words, they were hardened to the needs of God's ministry. In other words, they became lackadaisical of taking care of the business of God. In other words, you know, they said, all right, you know, hey, we can supply. Hey, we'll just send money over there. The missionaries would go instead of going themselves. In other words, they became callous. It wasn't important to them. You know, doing the ministry of God wasn't important. Remember, when you get saved, God gives you a ministry. If you don't have a ministry, you need to be considering that thing. Why don't you have a ministry? God has given everyone a gift, and are you exercising that gift, listen to this, for the edification of His church? That's the key. So they were wretched. And here it is. He said also, the next word, he's saying, thou wert miserable. Have you ever been miserable? You just couldn't get comfortable. In other words, they were in this bad condition and they didn't even know it. They were miserable. They turned to the left, they were miserable. It was hot. They turned to the right, it was cold. They stuck in the middle, they were miserable. And the sad part, they didn't even know it. And then he also said, and poor. They're poor. In other words, they were rich with worldly possessions, but they were poor spiritually. In other words, they were dying. He said, hey, you need spiritual insight. You lost your way. Where are you?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.